You know, all of us at some point in life get pretty stressed out, and we all know what that outlet is. We all know what we need to do to get away from life for a while and sort of chill out. And some of us, it's a beautiful day, we might like to go for a walk or a bike ride or work in the garden, or sometimes we might play a musical instrument to sort of feel a little bit better. You know, my mom, she likes to play solitaire on the computer. That's her little stress outlet. Some of our brothers and sisters that are normally here, probably watching the Masters on TV. That's the way that some people like to chill out and to forget about life for a little while. Well, I share that because I think what was going on with the apostles today, especially St. Peter, was that he was getting stressed out and he needed to get away. And so he knew what he needed to do to reflect and relax and to get away for a minute, and that was to go fishing. So he tells his apostles, the other apostles, hey guys, I'm going to go fishing. And hey, we want to go with you. And I kind of see Peter as being like the guy in the Sonic commercial whose mind is blown, like, he had that experience with Jesus. So they come into Jerusalem and the palms are going down and like, hail to the King, Hosanna in the highest. He celebrates, gives them the Eucharist. He's arrested, he dies on the cross. Peter remembers running to the tomb and he found out that Jesus was gone, and he found out that Jesus was really raised to new life. And Peter was there with the other apostles when Jesus came into the locked room and said, peace be with you. His mind was blown, he had to get away and he had to go fishing. And while he's fishing, he was probably so caught up in reflecting on the moment that he was not able to recognize Jesus on the shore. And what's interesting is that Jesus is there on the shore watching them fish. They had been there all night, didn't catch anything. And he says, hey guys, how's the fishing? They're like, it stinks, man. We can't catch anything. And Jesus says, why don't you try throwing the net on the right side of the boat? Now we might look at that and say, well, big deal, okay, throw it on the right side of the boat, but that's significant because most of us are right-handed. So if we're right-handed, and probably most of the apostles were, they were casting the net on the left side of the boat, where their stronger right hand was able to throw the net out further. All night they hadn't caught anything. So the guy on shore knew that fish were having committee meetings, saying, look, if you gather on the right side of the boat, you're safe. That's not what was happening. Jesus said, hold on and for a minute, trust me. And what that tells us is that when the apostles let go of how they were comfortable doing something and did it a different way, they let go control and they allowed God to be in charge. Now, most of us that are right-handed, if we try to do something left-handed like throw a ball or sign our name, it's a disaster. And that's probably what's going on in the minds of the apostles. This is not going to work out well. But it worked out fantastically for them, because they threw the net on the left side of the boat and they caught 153 fish. They caught so many fish that they had to get help to bring it ashore. 153 fish is a lot. A friend of mine showed me a picture. He caught 21 speckled trout, strung them up on this picture. It looked like a huge long line. 153 is six times more than that. That's a lot of fish. But then we wonder why. Why did the author of the gospel point out that it was 153? Like, if I was telling the story, I'd say, well, we caught 150 fish. But 153 is important because it means that there was an eyewitness. There was somebody there that counted those fish. The other reason it's significant is because at the time that the gospels were written, how many number of known species of fish were there in the world? 153. So what that tells us is that this is a pretty cool story. Because if there's 153 fish in there, how cool would it have been if there's one of each kind of fish? So when they bring the net ashore and Jesus says, anybody want to eat breakfast? You could pick out your favorite fish. I'd like a catfish. I like a tilapia. I'd like myself some halibut, a little swordfish. But you had all the options right there. But that's important because Jesus says, look, I'm here not just for a few of you. I'm not just here for the people of Humble, Texas. I came into the world for everyone in the world. All 7 billion people that are living in the world, I came for them. And everybody who's going to come after, I came for them too. And he says to the apostles, your job is to proclaim my love and my message to the whole world, to tell everybody about me. Trust in me, trust in my love. And something fantastic, something remarkable and incredible is going to happen to you. That's the message that we take from the gospel. Is that our Lord's calling us to be apostles. He's calling us to follow him. He's calling us to trust, to do something that might be a little bit out of our comfort zone. Instead of doing the same thing over and over again, every time we do something a little bit different. And if we trust in Him, if we allow ourselves to listen to His message and to His advice, then something incredible might happen in our lives. Something incredible happens at the end of this gospel. Because the gospel ends with this beautiful dialogue between Jesus and Peter. And Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me?" Peter says, "Well, yeah, you know, I love you, of course I do." And then Jesus asks him again, "Do you love me?" Peter says, yeah, of course I do. Jesus asks a third time, "Peter, do you love me?" And Peter's probably thinking, "Did you forget what I just said?" But he says, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you so much." And then Jesus says to Peter, "Well, then go and feed my sheep." Because what happens here at this gospel is that Peter receives forgiveness. Three times on the day that Jesus died, Peter denied him. "Nope, don't know him. Don't know who that is. Sorry. Nope, not his follower." But this is an opportunity for Jesus to say to Peter, "I forgive you. Do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. Do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. Do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you." It gave Peter a chance to be forgiven. And what that tells us is that we have a chance to be forgiven. No matter how many times we walk away from God, no matter how many times we do something that is incredibly bad, our God will say, "I still love you. I'll give you a chance again to prove that you do love me." You see, our God is full of compassion and mercy. He gave that opportunity to Peter to be forgiven. When Jesus needed his friends the most, they abandoned and they fled. But he wiped that sin away and said, "I still love you." It's a good message for us in the gospel today that when we fall, when we stumble, when we mess up, when we make mistakes, we come to our Lord. We confess our love to him and he forgives us. Please, my friends, never be afraid of his love. If you know someone in your life who is afraid of coming back to God, if you know somebody who's done something so bad, so awful that they don't think there's no way I could step into church because the minute that I would step into church, I'd get struck by lightning and everybody's doomed. That's not going to happen because God is full of mercy and love and he invites us all back all the time. We are called to share his message of love with the world. We're called to share his message of love with all people. If we allow God into our lives, if we allow him to be in control, then we will catch a lot of fish. We will bring a lot of people to the Lord's love. And we will bring a lot of people to forgiveness and mercy and grace and God's compassion. As we continue today to celebrate the wonderful joy of our Lord's love in our lives by celebrating this Mass, we ask him to help us to be the best disciples possible, to listen to his words in our lives, to share those words with those around us so that we can follow the example of the apostles to bring other people to God's love, to share his mercy and his compassion with the whole world.